Hello, the Swiping is the Prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 213, 213. Sennacherib is the aggressor, coming against King Hezekiah. And remember, our verse in Psalm 91, we're personalizing it, verse 10, Psalm 91, verse 10. What are we going to say? There shall no evil befall me. There shall no evil befall me. Remember that you have to personalize it and keep saying it. You don't have to just when you say it in the morning or when you say it when you're hearing me and then you forget. But throughout the day as you're walking around, there shall no evil befall me. You are attending to patients in the hospital. You are saying, there shall no evil befall me. You are working on somebody's insurance, something. There shall no evil befall me. You are getting ready to serve your boss. There shall no evil befall me. You are getting ready for a meeting. There shall no evil. Keep saying it. Say it and say it and say it. Because it's the words of faith on the lips of faith. You see, that is where the miracle is. It's not just in hearing, but also in your repetition, saying, continual saying of the word of God. Okay, so we read 2 Kings 19, 34 in the previous episode. For I will defend the city to save it for my own sake. Why is God going to defend you and save you? He said, for my own sake. For my own. Why would you defend your son? Why would you defend your daughter? Why would you defend? Why do you lock your room? Okay, why do you lock your room? Why do you lock your house? Why do you defend your house? For your own sake, because it's your property. It belongs to you. It belongs to you. Why should I not lock my house? Why should I leave my door ajar? Why in the night when I'm going to sleep, then I leave my... Why? No. I'll lock it. For whose sake? For my own sake. And that is why God said concerning King Hezekiah and his defense of Jerusalem, of Judah. He said, for my own sake. You belong to me, you're my property. So when I defend my son, I defend my child, I defend what belongs to me. I'm doing that for my own sake. So when God is defending you, because you belong to him, he is doing it for his own sake. Now when you're doing something for your own sake, will you do it grudgingly? No. Why would you do it grudgingly? Now you're going to lock your door. You're going to lock your gate. In the night, you're about to retire to bed. Then you are going, why? And you are dragging your feet. Why should I even lock this door? Who would do that? Nobody in his right senses would do that. You go with alacrity. You go with them. You go to lock it. It's necessary for you to do it because it belongs to you. It's for your own sake. Why would you leave your car on throughout the night, the engine to be running? Why would you do that? You won't do that. You put it up. You will put it. You will secure it. Why? For your own sake. And that is exactly what God said to Hezekiah. This is the prophetic word for you also. Because it didn't happen to them. No. So that we'll just read and then gloss over and go away. For us to relate with it, God is saying he defended that city for his own sake. In the same way, you are the apple of his eye, and anybody who pokes at you has poked at God's eye, has put his hands into God's eye. And you, a human being, you will not allow anybody to poke his hand into your eyes. And do you think God will allow anybody to poke his hand into his eye? You are the apple of God's eye. For his own sake, he's got you. For his own sake, he's got your back. He's got you. No matter what happens in today, and no matter what the devil tries to do, and no matter who is threatening you, and no matter what is going you are going through, sometimes things with yourself, the thing what is threatening you is with you yourself. And your husband keeps complaining about this, and you don't know what to do. Listen, God is your defense. God is your defense. He says, for his own sake. Thank God. Father, we give you glory. We give you praise. That you our protection is not because we are begging you, but we are your property. And as we ensure, we have the right, we human beings can insure our property. We are also insured because of you. Thank you in Jesus' name. You're blessed. Bye.